A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, February 17th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the decision by the European Union to renew targeted sanctions against Mr. Mugabe and First Lady Grace Mugabe for another year.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Amalungelo abantu angakhangelwanga lapha kuvela kithi yiwaphi ngoba siyakhangela sinazele ukuthi kona kwesi sikhathi sifuna ukwethesa amacala emundini ongenacala lakhona. IZimbabwe isithengisele ukubana iyilizwe elifuna ukubana ngabe kuthiwa kona abantu bonke baphila ngokuthula njalo kuhlonishwe umthetho wethu. Pho-ke into abakhala ngayo yiphi kahle kahle ngoba mina angisayiqonda ukuthi yiphi.
Yezwirango zviri kuna vamugabe nemudzimai wavo zvakatemwa ne-EU ndeyekuti vanofanira kuti vakurumidze kuenderera mberi nyika mbiri izvi Zimbabwe kune rimwe divi ne-EU kuti vagadzirise ukama hwavo. Mucharangarira kuti Zimbabwe takakonzera kuti pave nezvirango pakutanga yaiva nyaya yekutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu.
The imposition or the renewal of sanctions by the EU reflects the confused position by the EU bloc on how to engage Zimbabwe. On one hand, they are dealing with Zimbabwe. They are sending their trade delegations to Zimbabwe as if business is normal. On the other hand, they are renewing these sanctions on the president, reflecting a sort of mixed position on the EU. And in other ways, it also reflects a mixed, or rather a split in the EU on how to engage Zimbabwe. As you know, there are some countries such as France who are willing to engage Zimbabwe, and others, UK, who have maintained their stance on Zimbabwe. So that has been reflected on the stance, this renewal, this latest renewal on the sanctions on Zimbabwe.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about targeted sanctions.
The European Union renewed for another year its sanctions, including a travel ban and asset freeze on President Robert Mugabe and his wife Grace Mugabe.
Since imposing sanctions in 2002 over electoral fraud and human rights abuses, the EU has eased measures to encourage political reform in Zimbabwe, although it has kept its ban on the First Family as well as an arms embargo, Gibbs.
To join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
And of course, President Robert Mugabe met a U.S. Delegation yesterday, a Congress delegation of there was actually a four-member delegation that was in Harare. It left for Botswana. And they were talking about environment issues. Mr. Mugabe raised serious concern with this issue of sanctions, saying they must be removed. And he said this issue or this talk that there are human rights abuses in Zimbabwe, according to him, it's just propaganda. He says Zimbabwe respects the rule of law.
Yebo kambe sukanda balingalithona njani lapho likhona kuna ngapho ke ngemakhaya thina ngapha siyaphila silwa kumagama yesixoxa ngakho ke lamhla iloko kuthiwa ye izijezo zenotho ezafakelwa uMongameli Robert Mugabe lomkakhe uGrace Mugabe European Union. Siyawazi ke ukuthi izijezo lezo zafakwa ngo-2002 kodwa ke iUnion EU yabe lokho ngani yasikhiphakhipha kancane kwacila kusala ke uMongameli Mugabe lomkakhe leZimbabwe Defence Industries. Sizwile njalo ke ukuthi bathi bakwenza konoku nje besithi iZimbabwe unganaka kuguquka kangako ngakho bafuna ke umnumzana ukumbe ngithi uMongameli Robert Mugabe akuqule izenzo ukwenzela ukuthi zesulwe lezi jeziso. Nxa lifuna ukuthi lingene kuhlelo khona manje nasinombolo 001 202 619 0773 2077. Likhangelela kuFacebook phela sikhona, lingangena kuFacebook khonapho libe liqoka lathi siloko siqhubeka ngohlelo. Sikhona njalo la kuTwitter, khuluma nisizwe Zulukanda.
Wonguka hamadzadiwa nasi tira kuti tinge tichitaura nenyaya yezvirango. Tiri kunzwa kuti sangano remubatanidzwa wenyika dzeEuropean Union reEU watiwo zvirango zvakatemerwa vamugabe nemudzimai wavo, uye kambani yeZimbabwe Defense Industries zviri kuramba zviripo kwerimwe gore. Zvirango izvi zvakatanga kutemerwa Zimbabwe muna 2002 ichipomerwa mhosva yekutonga nedemo zvichinzi sarudzo dzainge dzabirirwa. Asi nekune rimwe divi, Zimbabwe iri kuti aiwa, zvirango zvakatemerwa mushure mekunge yagovera vanhu ivhu patsva muna 2000. Of course, we want you, our callers, to give us a call and let's discuss this issue of sanctions. And it must be noted that this is not the first time that sanctions have been imposed on Zimbabwe, going back to the pre-independence days during the government of Ian Douglas Smith, the late Rhodesian Prime Minister. Sanctions were imposed from 1965 to 1979. And at that time, around 1966, the then British Prime Minister Harold Wilson declared that Rhodesia was going to fall within weeks or months. But this did not happen until 1979. This has led some to conclude that sanctions actually do not work. And the United States, for example, has imposed sanctions on countries such as North Korea, Iran until recently, and also Cuba until recently. So let's talk about sanctions. Do they work, Gibbs?
I still remember when Rhodesia was under sanctions, it conducted what was called import substitution. Like if you get, let's say, a bolt, you can actually alter it and come out with a better one, adapted to that kind of situation. So maybe Zimbabwe can go that way, but we are not advising anything here. Zulukanda banxa ukuthi lifuna ukungena kuhlelo khona manje, sicela ukuthi lisishaye ucingo, kwenze ukuthi sixoxe ngakhonokho okwenzakalayo khona ngale eZimbabwe, lapho izitshezo zenotho ezafakelwa khona umongameli Robert Mugabe lomkakhe sokumele zibe khona kuze kufike u-2017. Ye, sifuna ukuthi lina lithini ngakho khonokho, kambe liphonga ukukhangela kuphela libe lisithi hayi kuzasenza khona ngodwa, asixoxeni sibone Zimbabwe omuhle.
I think we have our first guest. That is Mr. Joseph Chuma, a Central Committee member and ZANU-PF lawmaker. Honorable Chuma, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
We are doing great and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Now, Honorable Chuma, I think you have heard a lot about these sanctions that have been, you know, extended until 2017. They were imposed on President Robert Mugabe, his wife, the Zimbabwe Defense Industries, and so forth. So what is your view on the extension of these restrictive measures?
Well, firstly, I must say that this is all hogwash. Coming from EU. EU has really shown us its true colors. It's not a body of people that want to build, but rather it's a body of people that are a bit on the destructive side. Because surely by now, we must all know that this issue of sanctions does not yield the intended result at all. In fact, I think they have come out clear now that what they are fighting about is the man. They are fighting about regime change. They probably hate our President Robert Mugabe to their teeth and bones. They just don't like the man. And it has come out clear today. Because really, and honestly speaking, I've always said, what is the purpose of saying you put Robert Mugabe under sanctions? Yet he is still free to travel and go to their countries and address their countries and carry out his business as usual as the president of the country. But instead, these sanctions, what they've actually done is that they've impeded companies from dealing with us. We've got a lot of examples of companies who are not allowed to come and do business with Zimbabwe now as a country. And we've got a lot of companies who have actually had their money frozen in some accounts because of these issues of sanctions. And so now, shall we ask a simple plain question? Who is being hurt by these sanctions? Is it Robert Mugabe, is the one who hurt Robert Mugabe, or is it the generality of Zimbabwe? And the answer is very simple. The people down on the ground here are the ones that are being affected by these evil animal called sanctions. It is killing us. We cannot conduct business. Foreign direct investment cannot come because companies are told that they cannot trade with us. Look at this data issue. It's all rubbish. Come on, people must say, wake up and smell the coffee. Europe is not being sincere here. Europe does not want the resuscitation of Zimbabwe's economy because, yes, as you rightly told it about earlier on, because of the land issue. Why did we take land for their kith and kin? If we hadn't taken land, we still did the darlings. Our president was their darling. They knighted him. They welcomed him. They gave him red carpets because he had stayed away from the land. The moment he took the land, he becomes the devil. How rhetoric is that? So these things of saying they're extending sanctions, they're just simply saying that they really want our president to get out of power, to get out of the governance of Zimbabwe, and then they'll be happy people.
Mm-hmm. But Honorable Chuma, we pointed out, this is not the first time that the people of Zimbabwe have experienced these sanctions during the colonial era. Of course, from 1965 to 79, sanctions were imposed on Rhodesia. And many historians say Rhodesia was actually doing far much better than Zimbabwe. Do you blame just this seemingly economic collapse to the sanctions or misrule, as others are saying?
I can tell you one thing for sure. Yes, during the Rhodesian time when they put sanctions on Rhodesia, you must remember that we are talking of the people of the same clan here. You are talking of Smith saying they're banning the other Smith from dealing with the other Smith in Britain. So somehow they could bust them because they're within each other. They're a family. They could trade even with through South Africa and stuff like that. It was quite easy then. Because it is a white man against a white man. But right now, it's a white man against a black man. And I can tell you, that war is a difficult war. And it's a war that we as blacks should actually accept that we can never actually win easily. Unless, if we come out and be strong about it and sort of know how we can angle it and pass those sanctions. But it's not going to be easy. Because now also, we must remember that now we're a global village. So it's very difficult to say we are going to live in isolation. Because actually now, those other countries that could actually help us are themselves getting help from those European countries. And they're still threatening to say, if we deal with Zimbabwe, then we are also going to have some repercussions from those same mother bodies like EU and America and them. So it becomes now difficult, you see. Because now what has happened is that we've created a monster whereby they are now head boys of the world. They are prefects of the world. And those prefects will tell exactly what to do and how to do it. They will run your country by remote from wherever they are. And that's the biggest challenge that we face today in the modernized world. It's just like a smartphone. They call it a smartphone, but it's not smart at all. It can't even keep a battery for more than 6 hours. It's dead. You need to keep it on the charge. So how smart is that? And that's exactly what is happening. We've modernized ourselves. We've become a global village. But these are the repercussions now that come with that. Because we cannot deal, like, for example, if you try and deal through South Africa. South Africa is also seeking the same aid from America, from Europe. So it becomes difficult. So they'll be saying, you guys, now it's one man for himself and God for us all. And that's the way it is.
Okay, please do stay on the line. Regarding when you go to the Tinamkoma CKs, Magadi. I want to square my square. Munona say, yes, Rangwe. Mkoma CKs chimbofamba ikubva pamuri foni yenyu haichanzwiki zvakanaka.
Alright, hello.
Taurai henyu tinzwe.
Hello.
Taurai. Saka muri kuti hazvina kuipa nenyaya dzekuti pano chikorwa kodzero dzevanhu. Mukoma CKs nhare yenyu inenge iri kunetsa asi tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Tinotenda. Unfortunately, the line is bad, but what CK is saying is that there's nothing wrong because, like he's alleging, you know, there are human rights abuses.
Yebo. Yes, yes, it's okay. Umnumzano Andrew Zaba, Kunangale, South Africa. Baba Zaba, unwa uchona njani?
Ayi, ngiyachona, dupes, linjani, nani kona hapo.
Spilile kakhulu, kunjani Goli?
Ayi, Goli, hey, aso manza, kade nyibilika lapha manje, hey.
Lini lizulu kakhulu?
Ayi, kona mbijana, ube ngabe liyathwaleka umuntu ayelithi khona ngale emakhaya ethu, jolini okumangalisayo.
Ha, kuhle, kuyabukeka kakhulu lokho, ye, ungathini ke kodwa balolo?
Ayi, mina lapha lamhlanga ngindawo amaningi kakhulu, kodwa ke. Ngibe ngifisa ukuthi uba laba bantu abalokhu besekela ukuthi kulungile lokho okwenzakalayo, mbona ngani balokusutha abangakhangelela ukuthi kulunge kuleli khaya lakithi leZimbabwe. Because ngizwile noma lokho kukhulunywa, kuthiwe khona uDamara, uma kubuza upresident ngokwakhe kuthweni uDamara uloke sadinga. Kodwa uba ngabe kuthiwa ngezinye izinto ezingayisizo zabo Damara, ngabe kudala zatholakala abantu abenza lokho. Ngenxa yokuthi ma kunakala uvele kusiyacetshelwa kuwe nalowo muntu oyenza ububi, kambe lwani umuntu engadinga ngaphi nekwazi ukuthi ngiyokwenzileyo khonokho? ODamara bazadingwa ngaphi khona kusazakala ukuthi ihulumende yezanu Dayina lo nyamaleli egwanda lamhla unyamaleli ngenxa yokuthi ngwe opposition party uzadingwa ngapi yena evele sazaka ethuthuywe laba bantu abamenzile bethuywe yibo bona abantu. So lokhana sibone ngathi ilungelo loluntu bavele balephulile kudala, kube ngabe bayahlonipha ngoba kusasa bazavuka bengekho ezihlalweni lezi. OChuma, ubaba uChuma ngiyazi ulalele kathesi. Ungumuntu uyazi uma ukukhuluma kwakhe song, ungumuntu mpela ofanele ukuthi aqaphelise angasekeli ukuthi ngoba yena uyahola, kodwa kasekele iqiniso ngoba kuthatha uzavuke ngekho esikhundleni senesi. Ngiyabonga Dubs.
Ye, mwana mbijana, bamba mbijana, sikhulume no Baba Chuma. Baba Chuma, uyamuzwa lapho uyakhuluma. Baba Chuma, uyamuzwa uyakhuluma uMnumzane Zaba lapha. Uthi lo manje nxa likhuluma, kumele libe wazi ukuthi umuntu ukhuluma iqiniso. So yena ucabangela ukuthi uChuma ngani usengene kakhulu kuzani lapho ukuthi vele inqe nje akukhuluma yikho lokho.
Well, engingakutsho baba Zaba, iqiniso likhona nami. Akula muntu ophilayo oneziphelelayo okwanileyo ongathabela ukuthi wena umphefumulo omunye umuntu uthaba lani. Yinto oqale engingayisho naleyo. Nami nginje angimazi uDamara ukuthi ngubani ngoba ngumuntu vele owayevele engadumanga. Kodwa noma ngingamazi ngenjalo, ngithi mina lami kuyangidanisa ingqondo ubana kanti uDamara waginywa yini, wadliwa yini. Uhulumende through amapholisa labo bonke abomthetho laba abadingadingayo bazama ngendlela zonke zokudila. Kulamatheory kanti esamaningi akhumayo, abanye bathi uDamara wabaleka ukuthi usebhotshwana, abanye bathi useyingland, abanye bathi ungaphingaphi. Kanti-ke why kungabi jevine abacubungulayo bona labantu abantu angabe-international abo-interpol bake bengena mbondisi ngabalisa ukuthi bengene nxa libona nto akona yithe esikwenzileyo kabangene phela bebuye bebezothungatha labo. Sibone for sure ngoba nathi sinje phela siyamangala uDamara thina besiyamdinelani. Kuyini athi ngabe sihlephe ngakho khona, kuyini ngabe athi ngabe dine ngakho shilo ukuthi ungazi ukuthi hayi uDamara yengela gile okungadlula abantu abanyeabo ujob sikala, abantu abanyeabo utsangirayi, abantu abanyeabo utendayibidi, abantu abahluphayo sibi, abantu abasigingqisayo uDamara usigingqise ngaphi? Akula. So kuyini esingamgcinela khona kambe sure? So mina ngikusho ukuthi ayisikho. Ungacabangi nxa ngivula umlomo ngikhulumela nje ubonke udefender. Ngiyabe ngikhuluma lami umbono wami ngoba ukhumbule bethi angishiyo mina isikhulumelesi ezamtefu, kodwa mina ngikhuluma lami njengo-analysi lami ohlezi labana ngikhangele ngibukele ngikuma-Terence njengawe. So siyafana, kodwa into eliqinisokekayo labe liziqiniso phela. Umbono wami lawo ngumbono wami, owakho lawo ngowakho. Kodwa into eqhathekileyo baba Zaba yokuthi wena ubekwazi ukuthi wena indoda leyana othiwa nguDamara yayingadiwanga lutho, yayingahluphanga kakhulu ukuthi na singazigini, iyazigijela nje.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke baba Chuma. Ngithemba ukuthi baba Zaba uzwile ukuthi ukhulumeni. Baba Zaba, ngizakunika only 1 minute kuti uvale khonapho but ungakakwenzi khonoko just a briefing present you know Mr. Zaba hold on baba Zaba. So he was asking okay. You know why Mr. Chuma appears to be defending anything in ZANU PF and Mr. Zaba was feeling that maybe he's getting it wrong, you know, but Mr. Chuma replied by saying that he's saying whatever is coming out of his mind, you know. He's an independent person at times, so he should comment as he wish. So okugcina vala khonapho 1 minute. Baba Zaba
ngiyabonga Dupsi. Isikhumba somuntu sivele sibethelwa emuntwini Dupsi isintu leso. Ebengikuzama ukutsho ukuthi uba ngabe ngamavukela mbuso ayenza so ngabe izinto zonke abantu abanyamalalayo sabatholakala. Kodwa ngenxa yokuthi asomavukela mbuso yibo ababusayo kufanele kube njalo. Uchuma uyazi kahle clear, nguye umuntu oyazi okwedlula abantu abaningi. Ngiyabonga sengivalile Dupsi.
Hayi sibukile kakhulu Zaba, uphenduke phela kusasa.
Ngiyaphenduka vele ngihleli ngikhona Dupsi.
Hayi sibukile kakhulu baba, ye ubona abantwana. Yes, sibukile.
Okay.
Eyiwa.
Rega yatiende kuna vadodo, makadi vadodo.
Ndilipo makadiwo, makasimba ira kakhulu wangu.
Hayi waisuti rina nevadodo tikutaura nenyaya yezvirango iyi, muri kuona sei?
Aya zvirango zvasetwa izvi paZimbabwe kuna vamugabe nemukadzi wavo chinhu chakanaka chaizvo zvekuti dai zvaitobvira kuti chikurudzirwe kuti mamwe maafrican countries aise presa yekuti vamugabe vaone kutambudzika kwaita vana nekushungurudzwa kuri kuitwa mazimbabwenzi nevanhu vatakaisa pachigaro vamukudaidzira kuti mahonarebhu ava havasisina kana chiri honarebhu chacho chavari kuita towards the citizens.
Asika ivo vanoti vakavhoterwa nai vadodo.
Aiwa vakuru aya havana kuvhoterwa mukoma wangu. Nyika yedu yeZimbabwe mukatarisa structure yehurumende yeZimbabwe nesecurity is more of a family matrix yekuti each and every influential organization ine chekuita neutungamiri neutongi nesecurity yenyika ine hama wazukuru maintermarriage is more of a family thing. So the actual penetration yekuti vanhu vakwanise kuwana mukana wekuti wasudurutse mudhara wekwavo panotoda vanhu vakasimba and the influence yeeuropean union and the African continent. Mukona mukaenda kumusha uko kuZimbabwe vanhu vari kutambudzika. Tisingataure nezviri kuitika kuzvipatara kana kuti chii, hakuna basa, hakuna chima, social problems awandisa. Mukaenda kuChingwizi vana mbuya nana sekuru vairohwa vachidzingwa papurazi naGrace achida kuisa mhuka dzake dzemusango. Handizivi kuti mhuka dzakosha here kupfuura vanhu.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma dodo nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. I think we are being joined, Gibbs, by our second guest. That is human rights lawyer, Mr. Dewa Mavinga in Johannesburg, South Africa. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, blessing out here.
We are doing great. Thanks for joining us, Gibbs.
Mr. Mavinga, I know that you have been chatting with Blessing about this issue concerning sanctions. So at the end of the day, are these sanctions really having any impact on Zimbabwe? Especially the ruling elite.
Well, Gibbs, the thing is, sanctions are largely symbolic. They are a demonstration of displeasure at a particular thing. In this case, displeasure with Zimbabwe's human rights record and its breakdown in the rule of law. So for a country or a government that values cordial international relations, sanctions should work. But we know that ZANU-PF's rhetoric for a number of years has been to be dismissive of sanctions, but at the same time to call for the removal, unconditional removal of sanctions, which was to miss the point, because the idea was to incentivize ZANU-PF and its leaders to respect human rights, to promote the rule of law, and to abide by the provisions of the Zimbabwe EU agreement, which is the Cotonou agreement, on which basis the EU then invoked a section there to put restrictive measures on President Mugabe, his wife, and their inner circle in order to press for reforms.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mavinga, and stay on the line. Sikesizweke umnumzana S. Ncube ose Zimbabwe. Baba Ncube, ungawunjani? Ye, unjani lapho khona?
Khona khona ngiphila.
Yes, I was about. Yeah, very, very red to run. What was this?
What
can you get? What about Roma, Restes, or Zenoto? As a Fagalum, Mongameli, Umkav, and Jalo. But as woman is good as gone. Yes, is what in again? Yes, Jesus, Zenoto. Is a Fagala, Umongameli, Robert Mkabe. EU, it is Omele Kubega Gunjalo. Is just so as the gone.
I am not sure because he's a little bit of 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 a little bit.
So,
money is something that
so, county, among America, I will make a
fucking. No tumor, but I will have a tumor. Ukuma, my sense is Bap, look at the Pizza, and ask me. You are sharing with his cataract and the first cutting. I am with me to follow my senses. And that's the Tony and Kendall, I want to tell you to my Azure and Razal, because he's cutting him away the 4 years and only 5 years.
Upindo wakuluma njalo lukuti umonga meni mkabe nga nguye ofakela iyu wa masanctions nga wafaka njani
ii skafa ale kati ii pika nifunga nesu bapi kati ii mshukumfuta nganje mta venga chiti nga ii ii angifundi sapote mbato mbeti nge eriti ii salanda kuzi mbito kwa ngunye ii mshukumfuta nganje kuna mshukumfuta nganje
ye kuti sipizu babo chuma kancane bamba khona lapho ncube kancane baba chuma umzile lapho ncube khuluma ngicela umpendulo ncube baba chuma
ncube ukuthi fona ke izakale kudle kahle kahle but ngangani into ngimzile ngimzile ukuthi kona ngangakazalwa angikwazi nje umphendulani ngwe ngamasandis awe awe ready yati abisho njalo
ye ucho njalo chuma
zwana baba ncube into eyokuqala umele ubengazi umuntu omdala ukuthi kona into zonke ziyafundwa angithi ziyabhalwa zifakwe phansi emabhukwini sifunde ngazo. So into engiyikhulumayo babancube into engiyifundileyo lami ngayizwisisa ngoba ngomunye wabantu abafuna kwazi ilizwe lami leli lihamba njani livela ngaphi liyanga. So angiphonge ukukhuluma nje ngikhulumela nje egameni begusini ngikhulumela into engazifundayo engazizwayo engazibalelayo futhi lami ngamehlami. So ungathi kona ngikubona engaziyo bona nganto uyabona ngani usungikhuba umuntu omdala and akubi kuhle nxa sikhubana into eqhathe ukuthi nxa ukukhuluma faka kumbono wakho kuhle laphana siwuze siwucubungule sikhulume ngawo hayi kuntu kona sithethisane ukuthethisana akwakhi lutho babancube. So ungandithuki lami mfundile ngikufundile konoko okwezinto ngakuzwisisisa ngakulandelisisa uyona kuvela ngabi kuyanga.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke baba Juma, sibonge la ubaba Ncube ungadinelwa kusasa baba Ncube yozaphenduka kanjalo sithathe ikhefu wethu.
Mr Mavinga and Honorable Chuma, please do stay on the line. Tinemwe mutereredu amuka vari ku South Africa, rambai zvenyu muri parunhare. For our radio listeners, unfortunately it ends here, but the good news as usual is that we are streaming live and we'll also post this discussion on our Facebook page after the show, of course, and we are streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned.